out like a gentleman. Oh, yes, hello.
We're going to sex.
I'm a bad bitch!
I need to get drunk. This is fucking horseshit.
Goodbye to the people who love me.
Something about you, girl.
If you're not suffering, you're not learning.
That's it, bro.
Suffering means everything.
Do me a favor. Take a knife, stab yourself in it. I'm just kidding.
I don't have an intro. Happy Halloween, everybody.
No. It is Jesus Ween.
No, that's Jesus Ween.
Jesus Ween.
That's not real.
It is Jesus Ween.
That's not a thing. They made that up.
Happy Jesus Ween, everybody.
No.
It is for Jesus.
Renounce Jesus. Embrace Satanica.
I hope we never get monetized because they're gonna listen to that. They're gonna be like, evil banned from everywhere.
You guys support like Satanisms, and we have a problem with that.
Our manual reviewer found those, and no,
we're not. It doesn't involve our guidelines. So, hi Tim,
buddy.
It is now the Halloween. A Jesus Ween edition of
Jesus Ween.
The Good Dung Files.
Jesus Ween.
We've hit 4,000 listens.
Hey!
That's incredible.
Come join us for 5K.
Yeah! All countries, please listen and laugh at us.
Even Greenland.
You guys, what's up with your... Like, are you guys the ones that were like, it's green, but there's ice, but you call it green?
Greenland.
Is that the one?
False. Yes.
Which one is the where Bjork comes from?
That is the ice, the Iceland that is somehow green.
Why did you do this to us?
Misnomers abound. So, Eric, I kind of went with a theme for tonight.
It sounds like it.
This is why I said Jesus Ween. So I dug deep. I found this random page on TikTok by watching some Brady Suai videos.
Yes, I'm aware of this man.
Yeah. And there was one on there from TikTok Tuesday. The channel was called Awkward Religion. And I'm like, okay. They had this first video on there.
Okay.
I went to this guy's TikTok page, and I found 5 additional songs.
5?
From this one page.
Wow.
Are you ready?
I feel like Jesus Ween is going to take over my life. I hate you. But also, I love you.
Eric, this is me trying to convert your hedonistic ways and bring you into the light of Jesus.
Right now, I'm only at like 15% Jesus. I need a pick-me-up.
So this first one is a cover of Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. And instead it's called Put It Off.
Put It Off like the consummation of marriage?
No, it's you take whatever bad things are in your marriage and you put it off.
Oh.
Now, I will let you know, in the brilliant lyric writing of this, one of the actual lyrics is...
Oh.
Actual retching sounds.
So, like Bella Thorne?
Yes. Are you ready?
Yes. I must see this. I must retch.
Hey, guys. We're so glad that you finally agreed
to talk about your marriage. Wow, they're super excited to be in marriage counseling.
Angst.
I
Yo, hey, white people, it's quiet. Listen. Busting out the Ephesians.
Ephesians.
Get ready. Put off your old self.
You have to put off your old self.
Which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. To be made new in the altitude of your minds. You hear that, people? So is the retching have to do with, like, sucking cork? Or are they, like, barfing out the demons?
Super corny part.
Mwah, mwah. Kiss me, Uncle Phil.
Take all the sinful garbage and put it off, Eric.
Put it off?
Ready?
I'm gonna put it off.
Oh, watching your face contort is great.
How many views does this have?
79,000.
2015? Gosh.
You know, the first $1.49 of this video has just been worth it just to watch your face while they start singing just contort in ways that is very, very humorous to me.
The intro, the intro was not bad. They did quote scripture, which was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the music part happens, you have to have, like, talent. They forgot to bring the talent.
We haven't even gotten to the good parts yet, sir.
Oh, I'll shut my mouth. Let it continue. What? Why? What? Tim, why are you dancing?
The power of Jesus is coursing through my veins right now.
You can pour some Mountain Dew on that. Hey, lady. He came home from a what? Hard day's work.
Oh. Did you hear it?
It was like a rhythmic. Yeah, I'm totally stealing that, dude. He double. Oh, fuck, no. They did a double.
Hold on. I like that he doesn't know how to fucking. Doesn't know how to put his hands like this.
Yeah, for fuck's sake. So she doesn't like his stinky toes. And she burned a chicken once. That's some first world bullshit, Tim.
Don't worry, God offers us some help. Help, 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 help.
Do you want some chewing gum, stinky wife? This, okay. Alright, it's starting to hurt.
Here's the best part. Here we go.
What the fuck is happening? What was the weird vocal effects? No. I'm coughing up the demons right now, Tim. I'm putting it off right now. I'm fucking. You've ruined my Halloween.
No, Jesus-ween.
Who are they? Where did you come from?
Eric, you need to shed your sinful ways.
I'm going to shed my pants.
All right.
And take a massive duke.
Okay, the plan was going great, and then you said that. And then
see?
I couldn't.
That's what this song has done to me. What the fuck is this? What the jazz hands, dude? You're all going to hell. Including me. Wait. Don't put it back on again.
Put it back on again?
No.
What?
Put it off, Tim. Fuck out of here. Was that like a commercial?
No.
Just for a retreat that they offer?
No, that was a song.
You know, I came here with the usual good time music, and you gotta fuck my day up.
The only reason why I'm fucking your day up is because you are not letting the word pour into you, Eric. Let the word...
I got four more of these fuckers to sit through?
Yeah. Oh, and guess what?
Oh.
That was the least cringy one out of all of them.
Nice Ski Mask Records. There's a record label. Let's burn it down. She's ready to break. Tim slowly, seductively hands me the remote, daring me to pause it. But you know what? I'm not. You know what? I'm not going to get mad at that. That's actually a good line. If you're going to do this, you got to do it right. Oh. She ain't going down to the bad place, Tim. Why are they in jail? That is a fucking massive bibble, dude. The bibble is fucking huge.
That is a gigantic bibble.
They opened a bibble, and it just says, Jesus.
God. G-A-W-D.
God. Whiteboydj.com. Is that still a working website? Can we look it up? What the fuck? Okay, so is he a real DJ or is he like a priest? Because if he's a, I'm gonna pause it. If he's a priest and he practiced this and like wrote it, that's actually bad as fuck. But if he's just a DJ, I'm kind of disappointed. Please tell me he's like a real priest that just did this.
I'm working on it.
I have to know immediately.
So White Boy DJ is a real site.
Hey. Is it like GeoCities as fuck, or is it like...
Yeah, it's basically GeoCities.
All right.
Preacher rapper.
Yes! He's a fucking... he's a real preacher.
Yes, he is a real preacher.
Dude. Okay, respect. 3.9 million views. I can't hate on that. You know what? I'm glad I picked this. I am burping, but I have been washed in the... like you say, the font of religion, man. He's bringing me back from the depths. Let's do it. There you go. Like a weird Sandra Bullock type lady. Wow, so slick. Wow. He's got the graphing calc. He's got the Texas Instruments graphing calculator. What in the fuck is going on, dude? This dude went all out. Who's that? That's his brother. He's like, I'm the guy on the side. Fuck Bible. I'm not listening to this shit. All these poor kids.
I mean, I know you say respect, but this is fucking white band, white privilege cringe all over it.
Those poor kids, they're like, man, we gotta be in the video. You're not gonna blur our faces out or nothing. Shit.
Yeah, no, this is just cringy as fuck.
It's kind of long. You gotta cut it, brother.
Yeah, no.
You can't mosh with... Oh, my God. Crisscross are going to beat your ass, dude. Stop this shit.
Yeah, this is the kind of shit that gives, like, white Christians like you and I a bad name.
Lil Anthony, I'm so sorry.
He's dancing around with it, a fucking penthouse that drops out of it.
Jesus Christ, that was terrifying. Whoa, it's a ska band. What?
Jesus is my main homie.
Wow. Everybody's so well coordinated.
Eric is like ready to get up and walk out of my basement and just be like, I'm done.
This dude's like, his chest is like way too visible. That is like blasphemous. Tim, I have had friends. You are one of them. There's also one other one. And that is it. That is my list of friends.
He sings like fucking Beldar Conehead.
The other guy's like, he only has two friends. I'm like, see? He confirms it. Here's my MySpace.
Look at the fucking old school fucking Steinberg bass.
Oh. There's bass a bass. Solo. Oh my God.
Bass solo. Because of course. What the fuck kind of guitar is that? Is that a Gibson?
No, that's the Gibson. That's like the Gibson from, like, you know, Korea. That's the Korean Gibson.
That's a Ribson. He's like a mountie.
He's like
a...
Wow.
He always gets his man.
Jesus is not Canadian, okay?
No, Jesus is white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed. His name's actually Dave.
He gets off the horse. He's like, hey, read this book, eh? He is really intensely staring into this camera.
He's making love to it with his eyes.
The way that they shot it, I didn't realize he was the bass player. I thought he was just off to the side, like, dancing in sync with everybody else. But he's the bass player, so... The dance moves around point. He's not wearing shoes. The guitar player's just like doing the fucking Tom Cruise sock hop shit. Well, they just cut him off. They don't give a shit about the host. Sunseed. That shit's going in the Spotify, dude. I dig it.
I have a friend of Jesus.
Jesus is my friend. And like he looks like right at the camera when he says it.
Super Grace, an award-winning parody.
Based on Super Bass and the Bible.
Eric. Put your fucking hands up.
No.
Put your fucking hands up.
No. No. No.
Eric.
No.
Eric.
No.
Put your hands up.
I'm not putting shit up. I'm putting my foot down. This is unforgivable.
Eric.
What? No.
This is for Jesus.
Jesus.
Do you want to make Jesus angry?
Jesus is a Mountie.
I'm Jesus Ween. Eric is about to throw very heavy objects at me right now.
Look at the lady. She's got a blue wig.
Uh-huh.
And she's given a speech at her school.
Are you trying to say that alt people can't give religious speeches, Eric?
Wow. This is fucking entrapment. This is fucking horseshit. You know what? Okay, fine. I don't want to lose any religious fans that we've acquired. I will continue.
Eric, I love you. Come here. Let me cross your face for a bit.
Touch it.
Touch. All right.
Timmy is my friend. Alright. Where are the subtitles?
No.
Jesus Christ, who are those dudes? They're so... Wow. Just random fraternity dudes like, hey, what's up?
Let me see this.
There you go. Just like,
I swear to God, at one point, I just saw the soul starting to leave your body. Like one of the old, like, 1930s cartoons.
How is this okay by the church? You don't understand. You don't understand, Monsignor. It's a parody using popular culture.
So, this is officially, like, white Christian, the video.
We got too many of those already. Too many.
.com, .org.
.gov.
.gov. Dude, we are only a minute into the video, and it's 4 minutes long. There's another 3 minutes.
I will give one... positive. She's actually like, she must be like the choir singer, so that was like real singing. It wasn't like the last two. So there's at least some effort, except for the background dancers. What the fuck is going on with these background dancers? They're doing like this, like, we can't be too provocative. Spin these hands.
So I said, Eric, you gotta put your hands up.
Minimal hip movement. We don't want to entice.
No gyration.
Zero negative gyration.
Gyration equals temptation.
What is the opposite of gyrate? Shingles. They got fucking shingles right now. That lady's way too excited to be doing this. It must be her idea. Boys in the Bibles. My lady, I'm holding a baby. Don't try to do Nicki Minaj. Like, don't try to sound like her. Just say it in your voice. Don't fucking do this shit. Nah. Yes, play. Do the... do the shingles. Tim, you know I'm going to say the thing and I talk like that. Don't do that shit. No, Tim's standing up. And then he's slowly beginning to gyrate in front of me. I don't have any paper bills. Tim is somehow more... got more soul in his hips than these ladies at this moment. Oh, acting.
Oh.
Gosh, we're so tired of being at the church.
This was So worth it. So worth it.
I just want to get up and dance. What the fuck is she doing?
You know what? I think this is my mission now.
What the fuck is this? Like, traveling through the generations of Jesus time. What the fuck?
You know, I think this is what I'm going to have to do from now on, Eric.
I think I'm just going to have to beat your ass.
I think this is my calling. I think I need to create more and more Christian music videos for Gadung.
Wow.
Eric, what's wrong?
Just a whole side channel?
No, on this channel.
No, All Religious Songs is its own podcast. I'm not sullying the waters with this shit.
Eric.
10 out of 10.
So which one, Eric? Christian style?
You know what? Mormon, that's the fucking bomb drop. Let's do the Gangnam bullshit. Which, by the way, I went to a Filipino wedding. Nobody danced for shit until the DJ put on Gangnam Style. And everybody got on the fucking floor.
No shit, they just lost their fucking minds.
They're like, Stand By Me? Nope. Gangnam Style? You got it.
Everybody on the dance floor immediately.
So, Lance Steves.
You ready for fucking Lance?
Lance looks like he's ready to die. Well, everybody's in the middle of ayahuasca. Did you put on captions?
I mean, it's good. It's auto-generating them, so.
Pause. Give me the fucking baton. Why are they in a bakery?
I might die before the night's over.
Why are they in a bakery?
Because that's where you spread the word of the Lord, Eric.
Shut up, stomach. I'm upset too.
You say, this is what Jesus would have wanted. He would have wanted me to get 2 chocolate cake donuts. And then if they don't give you the 2 chocolate cake donuts, you admonish the cashier and tell them that they are defying the will of God.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how it goes down. I don't write the rules. I don't make the rules. This is just how it goes down.
Jesus, dude. Listen, if you want safe passage into heaven, I'm going to need some fucking macaroons.
Let's go.
The purple ones.
I'm just trying to make sure that your soul is saved. You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm going to need some, I guess, if you get a couple of indulgences by way of pastry, I can't fuck with that. All right. Love Jesus Christ. Let's do it. Here's some coffee, fucking sinner. Shoveling my mom's driveway, fuck. Just, beat his ass, children.
Just your fucking reactions are enough.
Why, Lance, why the fuck are you so close to the... Look at their faces. It's like Dawn of the Dead.
How do I work this fucking camera?
Like, they're holding the camera so close, all you see is, like, teeth. It's like, love Jesus Christ, and it's, like, jowls and fucking, like, beard hair. What the fuck? Stop this shit. Look at their faces.
They're so happy because they have the light of Jesus.
That kind of happiness?
Yes.
That's the kind of shit that, like, starts a fucking riot, okay?
No, that's the joy of Jesus in their souls.
That Eric. Shit is dangerous. Okay?
Dangerously infectious.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the fuck? And they're all wearing the same shiny glass. Like, they went to the same store and got, like, 8 pairs of the same fucking sunglasses. Oh, my God, he's so close. Oh! He's so close to the camera, Tim. This is like raw ed. It's reflecting the fucking camera tripod. Who is this poor 15-year-old kid in the background? Please jump off the roof. A Affliction shirt guy is fucking doing river dance. There's a... What in the fuck is this?
Get in the white van, Nana.
Hey, old people, here's some coupons.
Just the exasperated look on your face is Tim, not worth it.
We're helping old ladies and we beat up the hobos. Get out of here, fucking real people.
What did I tell you about talking to my son? Get the fuck away from my kid.
Oh god, they're doing it again. Hey! That went super dark. He died. Now let's dance for death.
Let's go to the close-up again so you can see the tripod again.
T-pose. Then they're not even doing the same choreography. Get it together, fucking whiteys. Get this shit on.
They taught Sai everything he knows, bro. There you go. See?
Wow.
See, look. Look at those hot dance moves.
What the... Hey! There's a lady.
Ladies can't help themselves, bro.
It's the same lady. She's like, oh, these motherfuckers again.
Oh, God, you almost threw me into the street.
That's some poor shit. They're going to...
Jesus Christ.
She's going to fall and, like, break her hip. Is this part of your fucking, like, probation?
He's wearing a Fox Racing shirt. Do they even make those anymore?
Steal faith. This shirt's like Man Cow...
There's a lady.
He's like a bizarro man cow. Holy shit.
Jesus.
He's going to give her a fucking... like an Argentine backbreaker. Holy shit, dude.
Turns into a one-wing angel.
Ha, humor.
Get it? Because they're Christian.
Oh, with the Street Fighter freeze mid-jump. I'm very upset with you, Tim.
You know, I don't think we need to get to your stuff tonight. I think we just need to look at more Christian stuff.
You know... Jesus Ween has been so great. We really appreciate everybody listening. You know?
If you're just joining us, I am trying to evangelize right now and get Eric on the side of Jesus. And Eric is still considering, you know, his hedonistic lifestyle of sitting around eating grapes, watching gladiators fight to the death for him. Very Caligula-esque right now.
I'm late for my blood orgy, Tim. What the fuck?
The ultimate Christian song.
But it says Mormon.
Yes.
Wow.
Mormons are Christian.
Except
for it's like Joseph Smith like was inspired by an angel on metal plates. And like this is all real. Mormonism is Joseph Smith was told by an angel that these sacred plates... Or like the Ten Commandments. This is the crazy shit these people believe in.
But hey, what about that show on HBO, huh?
Which one, Big Love?
Chloe Sevigny. She was cute, right?
Yeah. If you ever want crazy stuff, like how that stuff works, read A Study in Scarlet. Because there's a big section at the end of the book where they talk about how, like, these Mormons are like, yeah, so your daughter's hot and she's going to marry one of these guys and you really don't have any say. So shut up.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Where are your wives at? That's literally, like, one of the quotes from the book. Because Brigham Young visits one of the characters, and that's, like, the big dude for Mormonism. And he's like, where are your wives at? Bring them in. He's like, I'm not married. Oh, so you don't believe in the religion then? It's like, all right. Anyway, so this is called The Strength of Youth, which would be, like, their youth ministry.
Did you see that little crack in the facade where Tim was like, yeah, Mormons are dumb? Anyway, Eric.
God.
Listen to this. I'm really curious to hear the spin from CeeLo Green to fucking Mormon time.
Oh, this is...
The duckies can't help me peak. Now. Poor duck. Are the duckies been converted? For the strength of youth. No.
We didn't even get 15 seconds into the song when you were done.
No. Here's the problem. So, she can't sing. Everybody involved should just go home. Like, you guys just really need to go home.
I can just see you, like, walking on set when this is being filmed. They get, like, to the first bar, and you're just like, no.
Listen, guys, I was over there eating my sandwich. I was watching you practice. You guys need to just go back home. All right?
Let's not do this.
Here's a chessboard I took from the library. Devote your energy elsewhere.
But she sees you running around town with your potty mouth, Eric.
Don't get me fucking started.
Again, there's your potty mouth. She sees it. She sees you.
Let's get gut.
She watches you through your window while you sleep.
Look at those eyes.
That's what I said. She watches you through your window.
Those are the eyes of Mormon.
That's the eyes of Joseph Smith.
I feel the energy beams piercing me. This song is only 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Thank Christ.
See, you're already starting to convert. You just thank Christ. My work here is done.
Very poor choice of words. Hit the goddamn play button. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? Cookie Monster hat. Best part of the video.
Tattoos are defiling your body, Eric.
Tim.
Not acceptable.
Tim.
Yes, what can I
do? I don't have those. You do.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What is that shit?
Birthmark.
They're so colorful.
Very colorful birthmark.
And they spell out words and they spell out like shapes.
I was blessed by the Lord with very creative birthmarks.
It's like calligraphy. Yeah, fuck everybody in this video except for the Cookie Monster
hat. I have tattoos, Eric. This is why I'm trying to convert you, because apparently I cannot be saved because I have tattoos. Therefore, I am evil.
You were once lost, and now you're still lost.
I'm still lost.
They found you, and they're like, nah.
They're like, oh, you have tattoos? Therefore, you must be a bad person.
Clearly.
Yes.
That your charitable works or your good nature.
Yeah.
That shit.
No.
Bad.
I'm tattooed, so I'm fucking evil.
Throw you from the burning minivan.
Yeah, I'm a terrible person. Unlike, you know, I'm not like Joel Osteen, who was blessed even though he turned people away during a hurricane while he was in his multi-million-dollar mansion. Oh, wait, was I supposed to talk good about him? I mean, he's a great, he was great in Leap of Faith. Oh, wait, that was Steve Martin. Oh, maybe it's the same person.
Hey, you know what's great about Joel is that he has like four sets of teeth stacked right on top of each other.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're a demon. Anyway, continue.
Juliet Qureshi? What about... What's wrong with Nazi zombies? Who is that guy? What is on his back?
No, you can't dance with women. How dare you?
Oh, man.
You must be pure.
But...
Don't ruin her purity.
But, Tim...
And no Nazi zombies, Eric.
But we're killing the Nazis. Isn't that God's will?
That's killing.
No, but they're already dead. We're just recycling.
Nope. How dare you? Heathenism.
Man, this shit is hard.
Mm-hmm.
What in the fuck was that? Now you're slut shaming.
No. Sure is.
Juliet. Juliet, what are we doing here? Your pants are too... I'm coughing. The demons are leaving me. Oh my god. Tackle this chick. Okay. Can you pause this real quick? Okay, Tim. I have a question.
Yes, we're halfway through the video, by the way. We still have 2 minutes left.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't. So... Is it sinful to listen to CeeLo Green?
If you listen to the censored version, no.
But don't they know what this song is about?
Yeah.
How is that okay?
I don't
make Even for research purposes, you're dipping your toe into the water of darkness. CeeLo Green's like, come on in, motherfuckers. Come on in, white girl.
You chose a song from some... I mean, this is, you know, 10 years old. But you chose a song from somebody that...
He totally roofies people.
Roofies people.
Yeah.
And then says, when they're unconscious, they're still present. So that is consent. But here's how... Okay. I know I've been having a lot of fun and, like, laughing and, like, you know, saying I'm going to evangelize you and all this shit. Here's how fucked up Mormons are, okay?
Oh, Tim's dropping bombs.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
M-bombs.
These are motherfuckers that are willing to have multiple wives. They fucking follow a religion from a fucking dude that was inspired by an angel and made basically his own religion. If you have, like I said, if you have tattoos, if you drink coffee, actually drink caffeinated coffee.
Oh, I'm fucked either way.
No caffeine, no nicotine, no alcohol, no...
Doubly fucked.
Anything that alters your body chemistry, nope. These motherfuckers think that they are just the purest... Pure as white fucking snow. Pure as the driven snow.
But even if you listen to, like, music off the radio, you're poisoning your mind.
Yeah. These are... The Mormons are, like, one of the most elitist religion out there.
Huge holes in his logic, Tim. Huge fucking gaping,
yeah.
Sexually explicit holes.
And, like, this song... I know, like I said, I'm laughing at it, and, like, I'll continue to laugh at it because it's just completely fucking ridiculous. But, like, these are the kind of people I did not hang out with. Just because they're exclusionary, they're fucking, oh, you fucking drink fucking soda? Oh, my God, like, get away from me. Or they would, like, try and push their religious propaganda on you. How I feel about it is, I'm a Catholic. I'm confirmed Catholic. I was married in a Catholic church. I am godfather to your daughter. Like, I take religion seriously. Sometimes, do I sin? Yeah, of course I do. We all do.
Right here, buddy.
Yeah, I was going to say, this bitch ain't fucking perfect either.
Listening to CeeLo Green.
But, like, my main thing that, like, bothers me are the people that do try and evangelize you. Push their religion on you. Oh, so you're not Mormon, Eric? Why?
I feel very threatened.
Yeah. Why? Why don't you? Don't you want God to love you? Yeah, I do. And I know he already does. So kiss my ass with that bullshit.
Or she.
Yeah.
Dun, right. Dun, dun, dun.
But like,
or if you believe that God's like a platypus, like that one movie.
But like, these are the kind of people that piss me off. And we're going to finish the video. Because I feel that we've put past the point of no return. We're over half the video. And I'm a completionist, so we're going to have to finish it.
Can you imagine that you finish the video and you turn to me and I'm wearing all white? Suddenly?
I will put you through my fucking mouth if that happens. But let's finish this annoying-ass fucking video. Because I knew, like, this was going to be, like, the one that was going to break me. Like, the other ones were, like, kind of goofy and, like, silly and campy.
Also, the strength of youth, what does that mean?
Hold on.
In terms of this video?
Let me look it up.
I only ask because, like, wouldn't the youth be, like,
more... So the strength of youth...
Oh, okay.
For the strength of youth is a pamphlet distributed by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh.
Summarized standards from the scripture and from the writings and teachings of church leaders.
Hey.
The pamphlet was to be put, quote, in the hands of every young person in each ward.
Dropping them papers. Papeles.
Current edition of the pamphlet discusses a variety of subjects. Agency and accountability, dating, dress and appearance, education, entertainment and media, family, friends, gratitude, honesty and integrity, language, music and dancing, physical and emotional health, repentance, Sabbath day observance, service, sexual purity, tithes and offering, and work and self-reliance.
So, this one is technically the only propaganda piece in your list.
Yes.
Interesting.
And they also have a section on homosexuality that says it is expressly forbidden in the Mormon religion because God does not like homosexuals.
Did we forget about that, people? Or are we still pissed off about Dave Chappelle?
All loving, all forgiving God.
Sure.
Hates gays.
Sure.
Damn you gays.
They're so gross, right? Fuck that.
Stupid, intolerant bullshit. Anyway.
Let's finish this song.
Yeah.
No
rated R's.
Do we have any black Mormons? Do we have any Mexican Normans? Yeah, we got some Mexican Normans.
Probably not.
How about some Mormons?
To be honest, probably not. I mean, I've seen like black Catholics, black Pentecostals, black Protestants. I don't think I've ever seen a black Mormon.
Do you have Asian Mormons?
I don't think so.
Shit. Hit. Let's just finish this shit. You can't even go to prom? Fuck that.
Nope. Not 16.
You know, I'm starting to like Juliet less and less the more she sings. What? Oh, I get it. I get it. Hey, that's me.
Yeah, no metal.
No metal.
We're evil.
Classical's cool. I like classical. I can't shit on that. I listen to Johann Sebastian Bach. I'm not turning shit off, Juliet. Wow, Juliet, you know, I'm going to smoke several drugs and jerk off furiously. Thanks.